Today is the last day of the UN Climate Change Conference, also known as COP25, in Madrid. World leaders have been gathering to negotiate carbon emissions and the Paris Agreement, which the United States will formally leave November of next year. Greta Thunberg criticized world leaders for their lack of urgency and leadership and called upon the power of the people.
Well, I'm telling you, there is hope. I have seen it. But it does not come from the governments or corporations. It comes from the people.
We spoke with one of those people calling for action to fight climate change, an activist from Ecuador who traveled to Spain to share her community's fight to stop the government there from auctioning off land to oil companies.
My name is Helena Gualenga. I'm 17 years old, and I'm from a small community in the Ecuadorian Amazon called Sarayaku. What got me into environmental activism was just living and growing up in the community. I think that is activism, that's a sign of resistance. I think that the indigenous children that are growing up in indigenous communities, they are the most, almost the most important activists, because they are the ones that are going to take care and protect the forest and the Amazon. The threats that my community has been facing for as long as I can remember are oil companies. Often in the Amazon, the communities are not consulted before the companies enter the territories, and that's exactly what happened with my community. The government supported the oil companies, and together they entered our territory along with military, and my community has had to stand up against these powers in order to protect our forest. So first, the men of the community used to run out to the forest to protect the community from the military. And then later, it took to the courtrooms so we could fight it legally. And we actually won a court case against the Ecuadorian government in 2012 in the International Court of Human Rights in Costa Rica. But even though we have that sentence that says that they cannot repeat that again, our community has now again been concessioned to another oil company. And I think there are some huge legal battles coming for my community. I think it's important that indigenous people have come here and that we are represented in spaces like this. But at the same time, I'm really disappointed that we're still being invisibilized, even at events like this, and also that the governments from example, my country, come here and have beautiful speeches, and then there are these things happening, like they're concessioning territories to oil companies and mining companies. So there are a lot of mixed feelings about what's going on here. We're not sure if we're doing everything in our power to actually stop the climate crisis, or if it's going to be enough. It's about my home, it's about my people, it's about my family. I grew up in this indigenous community, and we have this really close relationship to nature, and we live by nature and we live with nature, and that's something that is very important to us. And I know that this is what I have to do, give a voice to the people that have been silenced and the people that don't have a voice.
That's 17-year-old Helena Gualenga talking to us from Spain at the UN Climate Change Conference in Madrid.